Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of the award-nominated motorsport show, Pit Lane Parley. Like the show, leave a rating, retweet our show post, or don't. Want to chat racing more? Ask us to join the PLP Twitter group.
Howdy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So
good to see you.
Good to see you as well. How are you?
Good. Yeah. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
The sun's decided to, like, maybe crack out. Yeah. It's been horrible though, like muggy, cloudy, cold.
How do you think that's gonna affect the track temperature and your tire management? Because it's obviously not what you're used to.
I'm curious to see the amount of rubber that's put down, or because like last year in practice one, there's the evolution from practice one to qualifying is usually like 3 seconds or something, and last year it was like there, right from practice one. So I'm curious to see what's gonna be like today. Is it going to be faster than last year? It looks like it's going to be because there's some new patches. Like on the exit of turn 6, it's really smooth now. So that should help power down. There's a big new concrete patch in the middle of turn 6, which I'm not sure if it's going to help. So I don't know. I think there's definitely been some changes to the track that are going to make it a little bit easier on like balance stuff. But it's just, it really depends on how much rubber is put down. Because last year, compared to the, you know, the years prior to that, I mean, there were like, there was like a chunks of rubber on the corners that really like, you know, not saying if you had a strong car in 21, you weren't going to have one in 22. But I think that really shifted the setups a little bit and people had to start kind of exploring where to go. I think we just found it too late. So our race car was good, qualifying car, not really. So I'm stoked to kind of start with what we ended last year and then just build up on that.
And you have different tires this year, and you have IMSA on track, and you have Porsche Carrera Cup. So that's just added change of when you go from practice one to actually race, the track is going to be completely different, right?
Yeah, like it really depends also on the compound that was before you. If I remember, I mean, honestly, when it's not Firestone, or when we're not going after like our own rubber put down, it usually takes the cars to a bit of understeer. But then as soon as it just starts getting laid down, the balance kind of starts coming back to us. So we'll see.
Right. How do you feel about having, just this weekend in general, so many different racing series here all at the same time?
I think it's awesome. I mean, I feel like that's what Long Beach is about. There's like vintage F1 stuff. There's, like you said, IMSA, Porsche Carrera. I mean, there's a bunch of different cars going around, which will kind of factor into how the track will evolve. But it's not hot either. So I think the tires like that. The engines like that as well. So I think it seems like it's going to be fast. But we don't really know, I guess, until we go on track.
And then as it comes to LA, obviously you're here quite often. Do you come down and try to practice when you can?
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, it's, I love coming to LA. There's good restaurants. I've had a super busy week shooting with McLaren Automotive. So I just want to like drive, you know. I've been here for 5 days and I've done some cool driving, but I haven't done like IndyCar race car driving.
Right.
So, yeah.
And how do you think this race is going to prep you for the 500?
It probably won't prep us at all,
really?
Just because of how different it is. But it's always good to like to get everything flowing and keep the momentum going. We've had great to start with like awesome two first races of the season, and that's just great momentum for me, for all the five guys that we want to keep carrying on into the month of May.
Yeah, obviously you've come in second a number of times, and that's obviously something you want to grow from. How do you want to do that this weekend? Is there any like learnings that you've taken from Texas and from St. Pete that you're going to implement this week?
Hopefully what we've improved in St. Pete is going to help us here. I mean, we won't know 100% until we actually hit the track and we kind of feel how everything is. But, you know, it is another street track, obviously different to St. Pete, but it's bumpy. You've got walls around you. There's concrete patches. There's tarmac. There's just different levels of grip in certain corners. So a lot of the characteristics are similar to any other street track that we go to. So I would expect some of the stuff we've learned are going to.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get ready, race fans, because the ultimate NASCAR experience is about to hit the airwaves. Welcome to Pit Pass NASCAR, the podcast that takes you deep into the heart-pounding world of NASCAR racing.
Join us each week as we bring you closer to the NASCAR action with exclusive interviews and all the news and rumors you need with your favorite drivers, team members, and industry insiders.
So whether you're a fan of super speedways, short ovals, or road racing, or you've just watched Talladega Nights, Pit Pass NASCAR is the podcast you've been waiting for.
Get ready to fuel your passion for NASCAR like never before. Subscribe now to Pit Pass NASCAR on your favorite podcast platform or head to evergreenpodcast.com and get ready to join us.
Launching in the fall on Evergreen Podcast Network. Follow us on social media at pitpass_NASCAR to stay up to date with everything you need to know about the podcast.
Help us here, and I think we'll be in good shape.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Fine. So how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
How do you feel about LA?
Very good. It's my first time racing here. I've been here, but I've never been around the streets here, and I'm just excited.
Yeah. So how are you feeling about your first time being here? They're like, obviously, have you done anything on the sim board to prepare? Do you know the track well?
I feel like I know it really well for never driven here. A lot of time on the sim, watching videos. I've done hundreds of laps on the sim here.
Yeah.
But obviously, like when you get out there in real life, it feels different. So I feel like I've done everything I could to pre-prepare. But it's funny, I talked to Will Power yesterday at dinner, and he was like, I think this was the 16th or 17th year coming back, and it's my first. So it's just a different expectation.
Did he have any pointers for you?
A couple ones. I won't share them. But it's just you're competing against guys that have been in the series for a very long time and have been to these events, and it's my first time here. So. The big thing is just getting used to the track and then going from there. But sometimes it's a very healthy thing to never have been here before because you don't have any bad habits of how the track used to be. So sometimes it actually helps.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So when you've done it on the sim, are there certain parts of the track or certain areas that you're more nervous about? Or is there any buildup of traffic that you expect?
Traffic, from what I've studied here, gets very bad in terms of having the gap and everything, especially with the amount of cars we are. I think we're 27 cars, right, for this weekend. So it's gapping is a big topic. When you get a chance to do a lap, that lap has to count because you likely won't get another one due to traffic. Whereas other tracks, you can probably get away with it with a couple laps. Just getting used to the place, I think, is the big thing.
And especially since this is your first season and it's one of the first races of the season, how are you feeling in so far with the few races that you've had so far? Are you getting used to the cars? Are you getting used to the environment?
Really, we get so much limited testing time, especially for me as a rookie. This is a brand new car for me. So I only had the preseason. I had St. Petersburg, which unfortunately ended early due to the incident, which was out of our control. Texas, on the other hand, we had a great week. Finished 15th, qualified 13th. So I feel like there's a lot of momentum coming off Texas, even though it's completely different being a street course. So honestly, the big thing is just finishing the race and getting the experience. And finishing the race is getting points, so that seems like a very big topic so far this year.
Yeah, and I know it's, again, still very early on in the season, but how do you expect the season to look for the rest of it? Do you expect high hopes for yourself and where you are?
I would say so. I would say we're very strong on the super speedways, so Texas, I really hope and feel we will be good for the 500. So that's very important in itself. I mean, the championship and the 500 are two separate things, it feels like. So that would be really nice. And then the road courses, I don't know yet. I think we're capable of getting into the fast 12. I think that'd be a huge success if we did. Anything more, I think, is a bonus. So I think to get into the fast 12 this weekend would be very difficult, but I think it's possible, and that's what we're striving to do.
And then as it comes to the 500, obviously this will be your first 500 racing.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the point system being changed
and
that whole thing?
It obviously has been changed. I don't know anything different because it's my first time. But
do you feel like you missed out on that?
I feel like the fact that we should have a good car there, it's kind of annoying that it's not double points. But if we didn't have a good car there, I would be grateful that it's not. So I'm fine kind of with either way, to be honest.
Thank you so much, and good luck this
weekend.
Thank you. It's
nice to meet
you. Yeah,
likewise.
Welcome to LA.
Thanks.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling pretty loose.
Yeah.
Enjoying it. There's a lot of people around.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been talking nonstop since I arrived. But
I'm sorry.
I'm saying like in general, there's so many people, but it's great.
Good. How are you feeling about the track? Obviously, it's your first year, so have you done it on the sim? Do you feel prepared?
Yeah, as prepared as I can be. Obviously, I haven't driven here before, but it's completely different.
Right.
Different tarmac. The layout, obviously, it is what it is, but it's very bumpy.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it because it's a street track, and I'm used to driving around places like this, I think, in a way. And just looking forward to getting another opportunity to do what I can do.
Would you wish that you were doing the 500?
Of course I do, but not this year, unfortunately.
Not this year. Okay. So then this is obviously still just practice for the rest of the year, the rest of the championship.
Mm.
In your previous results at Texas and St. Pete, how are you feeling then for the rest of the year?
It's gone well. The team is like phenomenal. They're always on top of things. So I'm very fortunate in that regard. I think my job is made a lot easier because they're very competent. So I'm looking forward to just sort of getting a bit more experience and being able to arrive to a race and knowing what to expect in a way. That would be quite nice. But at this stage, I'm just doing my best and trying to learn as fast as possible.
Yeah. And are your teammates helping with that?
They are. They're all quite a bit older than me, so.
Exactly. They have a bit more experience.
They have a lot of experience. They're great. They're very open. Scott, obviously, is very experienced. And the other two are equally as talented and fast and smart as well. So I'm surrounded by great people. Yeah.
Are there any specific races later this year that you're really excited for?
This one?
Why is that?
Because in LA. Nashville. Road America. Can I just name them all?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
I can't.
Do the full laundry list.
I would if I could, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.